good. That's good. That's good. Thank you.
I don't have to tell you guys, this is, we've been together 14 years, and, you know, it's been a unique relationship between myself and Andy and our organization, and Andy. So it's a hard one, but this is, for all of you know, the winningest coach in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles right here. And I can't tell you the long-lasting and sustainable qualities that Andy brought to this team. We will have that forever. It's time for a change for both Andy, for us, but the qualities that he brought, the winning tradition he created, the discipline, the obsession with being great, how to handle yourself with class, how to relate to players as a genuine coach and human being, how he related to everyone in the organization. Unbelievable. So, that being said, I don't need to say a lot except to pay tribute to somebody that, you know, we'll be friends with forever. I certainly will be close to this man forever. And I think we'll move forward in a very positive way. However, today is about paying tribute to the greatest coach in the history of this franchise. Well, this is not just a game ball, but this is a tribute to, again, the winningest coach in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles franchise.
All right. You guys are way too kind. Way too kind. I have a hard time standing before people without a few boos involved with it. But I'm taking it. I'm taking it all in. These are by the greatest 14 years of my life. My staff is appreciative. These players that have banked on you guys and the great work that you've done. Is phenomenal. Sometimes, like Jeffrey says, sometimes change is good. And I know Jeffrey does nothing that isn't the best for the organization. So I know the next guy that comes in will be phenomenal. And the ultimate goal is the Super Bowl, right? So everybody in this room, I wish you a big ring on that finger in the near future. And then hail to the Eagles, baby. All right? Thank you.